Welcome to Yoga on the Go podcast. My name is Sonsi and I will be guiding you through your practice, your 30-minute practice today. If you would like to know a little more about me, I've put my link to my website in the show notes, and I've also put the link to my Patreon account there. So if you are able to contribute to ongoing episodes of this podcast, you can contribute through my Patreon. You can also contribute through anchor.fm, and you can choose how much you contribute and for how long. Enjoy the practice today, yogis. Namaste. Hello friends, welcome back to your practice. Today we will need a few props actually. So first option is if you have two blocks, to use two blocks. But if you do not have two blocks, one block might be just enough, that'll be okay. And if you do not have one block, then find something that you can roll up, like a blanket that you can roll up into a little roll that maybe sort of looks like a long burrito sort of shape. Okay, we're going to use those to lie on towards the end of the practice, just to have a really nice heart opener at the end. Okay, all right, we'll start seated meditation to begin with. So get comfortable. Maybe you sit up on your folded blanket or up on your blocks. Okay, easy does it. Just make sure you're really comfortable so you can sit cross-legged or you can kneel. That's absolutely fine. And once you're comfortable, let the eyes close. Let the hands just rest on the thighs or in the lap. What we really need to flourish is mindfulness, compassion, and nurturing. See if we can bring a nurturing attitude of loving kindness to ourselves in our practice today. So with an attitude of friendliness, bring your attention to your breath. Practicing breath awareness in the part of the body that feels the breath the most. And sometimes it can be really difficult to have an attitude of loving kindness towards ourselves. We can be overly harsh or critical of ourselves. So if you like, you might like to picture yourself as a young child. Innocent and open and loving. And as you watch the breath, let any feelings of loving kindness arise. And hold on to those feelings as though you are holding on to something precious. You're ready, open your eyes, move your props one side if you are sitting on them, and come onto your hands and your knees, tabletop position. See if you can have the knees right underneath the hips and the hips right up above the knees. And keeping the hips above the knees, take a nice big step of the hands forward. Move your left hand a little bit more over to the left and put your right hand where your left hand was. Then lower the head and let the ears come in line with the biceps. Just start to lower a little bit towards the mat. But keep the front of the rib cage drawing up. Keep it contained. So there's not a lot of arching in the lower back. And now the last little point, so you get a beautiful opening into the side of the body, is to actually lean a little into your right shoulder, leaning into the right shoulder, dipping it down. And then calm all the way back up to hands and knees. Bring the hands right underneath the shoulders and start to move through a few rounds of cat and cow. And see if you can be really aware of how the shoulders, the chest, and the upper back are feeling today. Take one more exhale. And after your next exhale, come back to neutral tabletop. Take a nice big step of the hands forward. See if you can keep the hips right above the knees. Now this time, move your right hand a little bit over to the right and put your left hand where the right hand is. Start to lower the head in between the arms. Lean into it a little bit, but keep the front of the ribs lifted. And then let yourself lean a little more into the left shoulder. Leaning into the left shoulder, dipping the left shoulder a little. Breathe into the left side of the body. And then come back up. Walk the hands back underneath the shoulders. Tuck your toes now under. And sit your hips back so your hips sit on your heels and you're in a little toe stretch. We'll reach our arms behind us, interlace the hands, keep the elbows bent for a moment, and hug the elbows back toward one another. Feel that the shoulder blades retract, they draw toward one another, and then straighten the arms, reach the knuckles away, and lift the chest. Another moment, and then we'll release the arms, hands to prayer. See if you can do this without bringing the hands to the floor or the mat, but if you need the assistance, you can. Hands to prayer, lean a little forward, and then see if you can come over the feet and land in Malasana, yogi squat, at the back of your mat. Good. We'll meet here. Take a breath in. And then as you exhale, lift the hips, turn the toes forward. Come into a standing forward fold. Let yourself dangle here. Hold opposite elbows and drape forward over the legs. Maybe you just let the shoulders actually slide up the back toward the ears, let the head be heavy. Good, and then let the hands fall again. Draw the hands to the shins, lift the chest, lengthen the spine halfway, and fold forward. Exhale. One more inhale, halfway. Stay halfway, draw, keep drawing the heart forward, bring the hands to the hips. Hug the elbows back behind you, press into the feet and rise all the way up to stand. Release the arms alongside you. And we'll stay standing at the back of the mat today, a little different. Half salutation, sweep the arms up overhead, inhale, And fold forward over the legs. Exhale. Halfway lift, breathe in. Fold forward, exhale. Press down into the feet, stand up. Reach the arms up overhead. If you like to lean back a little, go for it. Hands to prayer, exhale. Moving on, inhale, arms reach up, still standing at the back of the mat. Exhale, fold at the hip, bow forward over the legs. Inhale, lift the chest halfway. Fold forward, exhale. And now walking the hands, grip the mat with the fingers as you walk the hands step by step forward until you come back into or come into your first downward facing dog. And in your first downward dog, you have time here today to settle in, to bicycle through the legs, pedal out the feet, maybe move feet side to side, toes in one direction, heels in the other, and then switching sides like Egyptian feet. And we'll meet back in center, downward facing dog. Let's go ahead and step our right foot forward between the hands from down dog, and we'll come all the way up into a crescent lunge. Reach the arms overhead, a little bend in the back knee today. We'll sweep the right arm underneath the left arm. Bend the elbows, intertwine the forearms, backs of hands or palms of hands can be together, up to you. And lift the elbows the same height as the shoulders and draw the forearms away from the face. Deep breath into the space behind or between the shoulder blades. Then let that go, reach the arms back behind you, interlace the hands, right thumb on top if you can. Elbows stay bent. Pull the elbows toward one another first, and then straighten the arms, reach the knuckles back. Lift the chest and release. Hands to the mat, exhale, step back, down dog. Same thing, second side. Left foot steps forward between the hands. Take your time to come all the way up into that lunge. Good, back knee bends a little bit. Nice, and same thing. This time, eagle arms, left arm crosses underneath. Forearms intertwine. Lift the upper arms away from the body so you've got lots of space in the upper back. Elbows the height of the shoulders. Forearms away from the face. Another breath in. As you exhale, release the arms. Interlace the hands, left thumb on top. Elbows hug together. Reach the arms back, little lift of the chest, even a little lift of the chin. Then let go, hands down, and this time step to plank pose. Take a breath in plank, and we'll lower all the way down onto the belly to come into Sphinx pose. Come up onto the forearms, elbows right under the shoulders. Let's interlace the hands in Sphinx pose. Press the forearms, press the outer wrist down. Draw the shoulders back and down. Good. And then see if you can really articulate the movement as now we lift the belly, the hips, the thighs, tuck the toes, lift the knees, come into forearm plank. Then just a little, not a long way today. Step the feet in just a little to lift the hips for dolphin pose. So you're still on the forearms. It's just like your downward dog, but you're on the forearms. Hips lifted, feet step in a little closer to the elbows. And as you keep pressing into the forearms, feel yourself lifting the shoulders up and back, away from the mat. Neck just hangs, it's relaxed, long. Crown of head, it's not touching the mat. We'll step the feet back, forearm plank. Lower the knees, the thighs, the hips, the belly. Come back to your Sphinx pose. take a breath in Sphinx. And then release Sphinx, lower down, slide the hands back in line with the middle of the chest, fingertips in line with middle chest, and press into Cobra Pose. Make your way back, exhaling to Downward Facing Dog. Beautiful. Good. Now we'll step. It doesn't actually matter. One foot, I'm going to step my left foot forward between the hands and pivot on the feet. So now you come into a wide-legged forward fold, toes face the long edge of the mat. When you get there, hands can either be on the floor or hands on blocks, okay? Especially if you have trouble hands touching the floor. And we'll reach the arms. So we're going to walk the arms or the hands on the floor or on the block, slide them forward. So the arms are reaching really long in front of you. And let the head go. Let the ears come between the biceps. So you're like in a wide-legged forward fold, but the upper body's like it's in downward dog. Now picking up the right arm, reach the right arm underneath the left arm to the outside of the left leg, maybe outside of left ankle, calf, or thigh. And now just gently pull with the right hand to the outside of the left leg and pull yourself into a little bit of a twist, looking underneath the left arm. Relax the head and the neck. Just let it go. Let the head go with you into the twist. And then we'll release, re-reach the right arm, and just do the same thing second side. So left arm underneath right arm. Reach the left hand to the outside of the right ankle, calf, or thigh. Pull a little to turn yourself towards the right, looking underneath the right armpit. Good, then let that go. Reach the arms long. We'll walk the hands back now, so they're right under the shoulders, and lift the chest, lengthen the spine, lengthen the crown forward. Long spine, turn the toes out slightly, bend the knees, sit the hips down, and hands to tops of thighs. So it's like you're in a goddess pose. Hands just rest gently in the tops of thighs, toes turned out about 45 degrees, knees going in same direction as toes. And now on your own, maybe 2-3 times on your own, start to draw one shoulder. So in this case, I'm going towards the right first. So left shoulder towards right knee, leaning forward. Through center, leaning forward and drawing right shoulder towards the left knee. Just switching from side to side, left shoulder to right knee. Feel the twist and the side bend. Right shoulder to left knee. I'm going to do one more to each side. Good. Come back to center, hands down to the mat. Turn the toes to face straight forward and just fold forward again over the legs. Any arm variation that you might like here, standing wide-legged forward fold. And then let's lift, lengthen, walk the hands towards the top of the mat, pivot on the feet, plant the hands, and we'll step back and meet in downward facing dog. Well done. Good. Okay. Another moment, another breath. Okay. Now from downward dog, step your right foot outside the right hand. So the right foot's nice and wide. Right toes turn slightly out. Lower the left knee to the mat. It's like you're in a low lizard lunge. Start to walk your hands on a diagonal away from your front knee to the left. Bring yourself down onto the left forearm. So the left forearm could come to the floor or it might rest on a block if you have one. And reach the right fingertips to the floor away. So the right arm is straight and it's reaching long, coming right up onto the fingertips on a diagonal, reaching away from the front right leg. So you have another opportunity here to really breathe into the right side of the body. Good, and then walk back up onto the hands, hands back up underneath the shoulders. Tuck the back toes, lift the back knee, step back, downward facing dog. Good, and from downward dog, we're going to take one side plank variation today. So rock yourself, rock the hips halfway forward to plank pose. Take a look at your right hand and step your right hand one hand's length further forward of where it is. Shift or pivot to the outside of your right foot. Step the left foot halfway up the mat. So you're coming into a side plank variation. Left foot steps halfway up the mat. Left toes face away from you to the long edge of the mat and the left knee is bent. Reach the left arm up overhead. And then we're going to slowly actually lower until the right hip is almost touching the floor and reach the left arm straight back towards the back of the mat. So you've got a lovely long curve from the outside of the right ankle up the side of the right body to the right shoulder. Now press down into the right hand in the left foot. Lift up and reach the left arm up and overhead. Almost as though you want your left hand to take a hold of or try and grab the top edge of your yoga mat. And then release the left hand to the mat and step back, downward facing dog. Well done. Just all of that on the second side now, last side. So from downward dog, our left foot will step forward outside the left hand. Right knee down to the mat. Check that your stance is broad, so the left foot is really out to the left side edge of the mat. Then start to walk the hands away from the front leg, away from the left leg. Come down onto the right forearm to floor or block, and stretch the left fingertips away from you, left fingertips to the floor, reaching away from you, left arm straight and strong, left forearm lifting away from the mat. Take a breath, another breath, and then release. Back up onto the hands, hands under shoulders, curl the back toes, lift the back knee, and back to the downward facing dog. Last side plank variation, this side. Rock halfway forward to plank. Step the left hand one hand's length forward of where it is. Turn to the outside of the left foot. Step the right foot in front, halfway up the mat between the left foot and the left hand. Turn the right toes away from you towards the long edge of the mat on the right side. Drive down into the left hand to lift the left hip up away from the floor and reach the right arm up. Good, and then slowly start to lower the left hip till it almost touches the floor. Right arm or right hand reaches straight back. And then press down into the left hand, the right foot, lift the hips and reach the right arm up and overhead. Maybe right hand reaches as though it wants to grab and take a hold of the top of the yoga mat. And then release right hand to the mat, pivot on the feet and step back, downward facing dog. Well done. From down dog, we'll lower the knees to the mat and sit the hips back on the heels. And this is where our props are going to come in nice and handy. if you're using the blocks, we're going to use the blocks to come into supported fish. Whether or not you're using the blocks or a blanket, choose the position of the legs. First option for the legs is to have the feet a little wider and to sit your bottom down in between the feet, knees bent. So it's like you're kneeling still, but actually your bottom is sitting, your buttocks are sitting in between the feet, toes pointing straight back for Virasana, okay? The second option, if that's not very comfortable for your knees, is to have soles of feet together, knees wide, for Supta Baddha Konasana or for Baddha Konasana legs. The last option is to have the feet wide and the knees knocking toward one another for a constructive rest pose. So those are your options. Now, if you have just one block, place the block on the first level, the lowest level, and as you come to lay back, the block will come right below the shoulder blades. So it's not coming lower down the spine underneath the shoulder blades. The shoulder blades will rest right on top of the block, and the back of the head will rest down on the floor, and you can let the arms come down alongside you. If you have two blocks, you can have the first block either on the first and lowest level or on the second highest level. The first block will be in exactly the same position as the previous option. So the shoulder blades, it will be horizontal, and you will lay down with the shoulder blades across the block. Then the second block will support your head. So if your first block is on the lowest level, then you might just have the second block on the second highest level. If it's on the second highest level, then have the block supporting your head on the highest level, okay? Supported fish with the blocks and your choice of legs. The final option is to use your rolled blanket. And the rolled blanket will also be right shoulder blades resting right on top. So when you lay down and open your arms out to the side, the roll of the blanket comes out just underneath the armpits, okay? And so that one is going to be a little bit more of a restorative version, but you're still going to get a beautiful opening across the chest, and very, very gentle encouragement of an spinal extension. Okay, so whichever your option, choose mindfully for the legs and using the props. And then we'll rest together in silence. Make sure you're comfortable. And if you're in doubt, actually, take a slightly lower option rather than pushing. I don't like to leave you alone with such things, but it is always helpful to have a teacher to help you place the blocks if you're a little bit unsure. So if you're in doubt and you're not quite comfortable, bring the blocks to a slightly lower level. Or use the rolled up blanket. Good, and as we rest here, see if you can visualize a little spark right in the center of the heart. And as you lay here, hold on to the spark. Visualize the spark, this luminous radiance at the center of your heart. luminous radiance at the center of your heart. Spark in your heart like the spark of the universe, connecting all of us. Few cycles of breath. Let the arms open perhaps a little wider to the side, or even you might like to reach the arms behind you and hold opposite elbows and let the arms hang in space. Come out, bring the arms back alongside you. Press down into the elbows and the forearms. Lift yourself gently up. Remove the blocks or the rolled blanket. And we'll make our way to lay all the way back down on the back. And bring the soles of the feet to the mat. Knees bent, feet wide, knees knocking toward one another, constructive rest. You might have already had your legs in that position. We'll take a final hug of the knees in towards the chest, a little rock from side to side. Then we'll open the arms out to the side, cactus arms. Bring the soles of the feet to the mat, knees bent. Bring the right ankle to the top of the left thigh. So you've got a figure four shape with the legs. And we'll let the left knee and the right foot fall over towards the floor on the right-hand side. So you're very much keeping that figure four shape. You're just letting everything fall over towards the left-hand side. The sole of the right foot will come to the floor. You might bring the left hand to take a hold of the top of the right foot and just gently remind it to press down as the left knee draws away from the face towards the ceiling. And then come back up to center. Switch sides, knees bent, soles of feet to mat, left ankle to top of right thigh, figure four. Then let the right knee and the sole of the left foot come to the floor. Right hand might take a hold of the top of the left foot, gently reminding it to ground as the left knee draws itself away from your face towards the ceiling. The middle. Uncross the legs. Release the arms alongside you. Let the legs just stretch out long. Just as you did at the beginning. aware of the breath. Cultivating an attitude of friendliness, nurturing kind friendliness towards yourself as you watch the breath come and go. Relaxed body, relaxed mind, open heart, luminous.